This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome to today's podcast entitled Houston, We Have a Vulnerability. Now what? I'm your moderator, David Whale, Director of Information Security at Fasken Martin O'Demoylan LLP. Today I'm joined by John Rorick. He's our security and compliance technical specialist from Microsoft, so we're really excited and pleased to have him here with us today. This session is going to quickly go over what to do and when you get that critical vulnerability, when it pops up in your email that there's a vulnerability in your environment. What's next? John's here to help us put some strategies toward these activities. So John, first question for you. How do you understand what the true risk to your environment is from an identified vulnerability? When you receive that critical risk, what do you just accept it as critical, or what sort of actions should you take?
First of all, thanks for having me. And you know, there really are a number of different factors that we have to look at whenever we're dealing with vulnerability management. I think, you know, typically modern endpoint protection platforms, you know, usually include some form of threat and vulnerability management component, and that can help with this. But I mean, you know, we have to look at a lot of different factors, such as, you know, how prolific is the vulnerability? Is it on, you know, one endpoint or several? What is that? What are the affected endpoints used for? Are they hosting critical business loads, and are they hosting sensitive information? You know, we have to look at, are they internet facing? Do we have, you know, some level of defense in depth to protect those endpoints? And are we able to kind of, you know, analyze the general threat landscape of that vulnerability?
Great. Yeah, I know I've worked at a few different organizations, and we've seen a few different approaches to it. And some choose to just patch all criticals and highs that you receive from, especially from Microsoft security patches, no matter what. And some organizations really like to do testing around those patches to make sure they're not going to break anything. So what do you feel is the best? Do you feel it's, should you test all of these patches that you receive before deploying, or should you just automatically patch all your criticals and highs when you receive those?
I think the answer to that question is really, you know, one of these it depends answers. You know, generally, if you can test, it's important and you should do so. However, depending on the situation, the severity of the vulnerability, you know, you may not always have the opportunity to do that testing. And I have seen that, you know, a lot of vendors out there have really tried to separate patches for, you know, vulnerabilities in specific out from any kind of other software update that might be deployed. So, if we're looking at a serious vulnerability, then typically the patch is really only going to address that, you know, that one bug to ensure that the application is secure. But I mean, you know, depending on what the vulnerability is and the affected endpoints, you know, if you look at the recent example, back in March, there was, Microsoft released a patch for Exchange on-premises, for example, that was being targeted by nation state threat actors. And, you know, in addition to releasing a patch, you know, since Microsoft recognizes that, you know, Exchange, that's your email, that's a pretty serious workload that organizations need to rely on. So, you know, Microsoft also came out with a number of different tools to be able to search for those indicators of compromise across the environment. So whether that was, you know, running an Nmap script to see if your network had been compromised, or, you know, analyzing the Exchange servers, there was also some mitigation steps. You know, if the Exchange servers were not internet facing, then they would put, you know, the vulnerability would pose less of a risk. But, you know, I think if you can do the testing, you should. But, you know, you have to look at all those factors about, you know, how serious is this vulnerability? You know, is the organization already showing indicators of compromise? Has this already been taken advantage of by bad actors? And you know, that kind of drives you in terms of, you know, how quickly we need to get something patched. But, you know, I think between IT infrastructure teams and security teams, security wants to, you know, close the loopholes as fast as possible. But, you know, there's always a, you know, change management process typically with those IT infrastructure teams. So it's important to balance that. But yeah, I mean, you know, test where you can, but otherwise you definitely want to get that that patch deployed as soon as possible in many cases.
Yeah. And that's one of the struggles too I've seen with companies as well, is the falling down on the testing component, right? The patches come out and security wants to deploy them, IT and applications rightfully so are worried that it may break something in the environment. And so they're really hesitant, and then it gets caught up in a really long test cycle. And or sometimes it's just, well, we're too concerned with breaking stuff, we don't want to deploy it. Maybe we don't have a QA environment. So like if you should test these things, and if you're not sure if the application is going to respond well to a patch, if maybe it's older technology, you probably should test it. What level of detail of testing is recommended or required?
Yeah, I mean, if possible, you know, deploy the patch to a subset of machines, you know, be able to take a look at the behavior, see if the functionality of the device is affected in any way. You know, as I mentioned, typically those security updates are really specific to those vulnerabilities and only address the vulnerability itself. So risk of, you know, losing function is minimal. Early on in my career, I actually worked in a network operations center and kind of helped design a managed patching service that this company offered to help customers deploy patches on a monthly basis. And, you know, there was, we would typically break it down into different cycles. You know, these were typically, you know, just your patch Tuesday, you know, normal bunch of patches that came out, but our testing process was essentially, you know, having a pilot or subset of, devices across the organization that were kind of representative of all of the devices across the organization. So if they had, you know, a database server or, you know, something that was part of a cluster or like an Exchange server, that we would be able to kind of hit each and every type of device that we could where possible. And in that particular scenario, we would deploy the patches, you know, once to that pilot group a week beforehand, you know, be able to ensure that, you know, everything came back up after it's, you know, restart if necessary, and was operating as expected. And then the following week, if everything went well there, we'd deploy the patches to the rest of the production environment. So, you know, if you're able to do that, that's a good way of deploying patches and testing them. But, you know, again, back to the previous question, it really depends. If a vulnerability is extremely serious and you really got to weigh the threat with the solution oftentimes. But you know, it's important to, you know, as you said, look at the functionality of whatever application you're patching and ensure that that's not affected by the update where possible. But at the same time, you know, we got to balance the vulnerability, make sure that we're patching that, you know, as fast as possible.
Absolutely. I think that ties nicely into the next question in regards to minimizing risk. How do you feel your best to minimize the risk when it comes to deploying the security patches to the environment? And I think you kind of touched on that in the last question in regards to balancing your sort of risk reward. It's there's a line there, right? And you have to really know sort of what the potential risk of that threat is and what that potential impact to your environment and your business is. And it's really a strong risk assessment that really needs to happen there. But what are your thoughts around that? So from the best way to minimize your risk when it comes to deploying these security patches?
Generally, I'm of the mind that, you know, when patches for vulnerabilities and risk come out, that you should deploy those as promptly as you possibly can. You know, understanding that there is you know, testing and functionality that you know, we need to be able to continue conducting business. And that's obviously hugely important. But at the end of the day, companies are not writing code for patches that don't need to be deployed typically, especially when it comes to vulnerabilities or 0 days that have been discovered. I mean, if you look at attack services that, you know, a lot of attackers are now able to use, it's kind of crazy because there are certain dark corners of the internet where, you know, there's a marketplace essentially where you can buy compromised user accounts and different types of malware. You can even get ransomware as a service that comes with, you know, customer support. And it's kind of crazy. But if you look at, you know, what is the most expensive type of attack as a service? And it's usually those 0 days. And it is so for a reason. Those are the most valuable things that attackers and bad actors can get their hands on. So when we discover that there is a vulnerability, you know, we need to ensure that we're getting those patches out as fast as we can and mitigating the risk. Of course, understanding that there's always going to be, you know, a risk management, you know, risk evaluation component where we have to, you know, if we can quantify and qualify the risk and threats within the, you know, that might be facing our endpoints and, you know, the enterprise as a whole. But I think we always have to ask the question, what if, right? So what if we wait to patch this, or we're, you know, taking our time doing testing, and during that time, now that a 0 day has become public knowledge, maybe some other organization tries to or some other you know, bad actor who wasn't targeting us before, but now that that vulnerability has come out to public light, is going to come after us during that time while we're testing. So yeah, I think the biggest thing is getting those security patches out as soon as possible. And, you know, maybe looking at a lot of the testing post-deployment and fixing any issues as they arise. Because at the end of the day, even if there is a problem that a patch causes with functionality, we need to patch the vulnerability, right? So we're not going to not patch it just because there's a functionality issue. We'll have to address that later, right? In a lot of cases.
I was going to ask you that, and you may not know this number off the top of your head, but how often have you seen a Microsoft security patch have an impact to functionality on an application?
It's pretty rare from what I've seen. You know, typically, you know, I've seen a lot of patches that I wouldn't call them patches, rather feature updates that have caused issues. And I think, you know, speaking from Microsoft, we're getting better at, our testing process and having, different builds that, you know, even internally at Microsoft, you know, everybody basically gets a feature updates and things deployed before they're deployed to the general public so that we can test it on our day-to-day machines. So, you know, having different rings of deployment for those types of updates, you know, I tend to see more of the issues coming from, you know, big bulky feature updates and less so from critical or you know high risk security vulnerability patches. Those typically tend to be separate and above your feature updates. And I very rarely, in fact, I can't recall a time that I've seen, you know, a major functionality issue come from a security or a patch for a particular vulnerability or CVE.
Yeah, that's in line with what I've seen as well. Essentially, if anything, it maybe causes a server or a service not to restart or come back up, and you may have to go in and reboot the box or restart a service. But at most, that's the worst I've ever really seen in all my experience around patching. And I guess that brings us into the last question. So what level of testing should you conduct post-deployment?
Well, I mean, you want to make sure that that everything is functioning as it should. If you have, if it's a critical application or operating system, we want to be able to observe that and ensure, you know, you called out, again, things like services that don't come back after a reboot, or, you know, I've even seen sometimes, you know, a server reboots and it just kind of hangs and doesn't completely come back up. And, you know, those are kind of the obvious ones that come out. But I mean, first and foremost, we, you know, if possible, to make sure that the vulnerability is patched. But we also want to make sure that the functionality of whatever we've patched is as expected. So I think if we could tick those two boxes, that the vulnerability is patched, you know, if there's some tests that we can do internally to ensure that we have patched whatever the vulnerability is, then we should do that. If you have, you know, a red team or pen testers within your organization that you engage, they should look at those things on a semi-frequent basis. And then also looking at the functionality of whatever the application that we patched is and ensuring that it's operating as expected, I think is I would say would be good enough to assure a, you know, a high degree of confidence in those updates.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, John. I think this was a really informative discussion. I know it was for me, and I hope it was for our audience as well. I'd like to extend my thanks to John Roeck from Microsoft. It's been very informative today. And I hope everybody has a wonderful day. Thanks a lot, John.
Great. Thank you.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio. Get tuned in.